I had hoped to sound innocuous enough that it would stick, but the audience at the far end wasn't having any. They laughed. Not at me, but, damn it all, with me. At her. I felt her tense uncomfortably beside me.
"Well, I can see that," she continued. "But what's your name? What are you doing here?"
I looked at her again, blankly as before. I shrugged. "Just along for the ride." A loud guffaw from the far end.
"I don't think he wants to tell you, Twyla,"
somebody called. There was more laughter. That did it. I stood up, faced her. "Maybe you ought to talk to Borglin," I suggested, as calmly and reasonably as I could. But she was having none of that. Bullies worry about their public posture too much.
"I'm asking you, not him,"
she replied harshly. I looked deep into her eyes and saw nothing there but anticipation, and I remembered something somebody had once told me a long time ago. Bullies don't want to fight you. They don't want to fight at all. They simply want to beat you up.
"I can't hear you," she said when I hesitated.
Then she took a long, stout finger and prodded me in the right lung with it.
"Speak up."
"All right. I'm Jack Crow. Now move your finger while you still can. Now." She moved it, eyes wide at the sound of my name. There was a long, heavy pause while they took that in. I dropped my plate into the chute and walked out.
Phew.
I went to Borglin.
"Yes,"
he said distantly, regarding the ash of his cigarette.
"I did hear something about it."
"And?"
"And it seems there is considerable interest. Seems Twyla and her crowd have some doubt as to your having leveled with them. They're afraid you didn't."
"And?"
"They wanted my confirmation."
"Well, I hope you gave it to them."
"Why, no. As a matter of fact, I said nothing at all."
"Damn it." "Look, Borglin, I'm not part of your crew. I'm not one of them, and I want no part of them. Play your morale games with somebody else. Leave me out of it. Give me my meals in my room."
"Sorry,"
was all that he would say. I slammed out of there in a fury. I don't like being used. I don't like having my name, no matter how ridiculous it may become, being used. I didn't like Borglin, or his ship, or his crew, or his problems, and I had no desire to make it easier for him. But that's just what I was going to have to do. Not enough for his purposes to just confirm that it really was me. No, much better to have to make me prove it, to make me do the Jack Crow pirate bit, really drive the message home that Borglin isn't just wandering aimlessly, that he has big plans using big people, give the crew a little faith, and give me a lot of shit.